This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spike's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. This past summer, I had a terrible ant problem in my garden. Those little nasty biters even lifted some plants right out of the ground. I tried diatomaceous earth. They just moved for a while. I tried traps, like the Hotel California kind. They just reproduced. Ugh. While technically they're not a garden pest, I know I'm not the only one that takes issue with them. I found a few options to try next year. Ants are great at detecting odor, and they don't like the smell of mint, camphor, or clove. Soak cotton balls in their oil and place around your plants. Another suggestion is to mix a cup of borax with a cup of honey or jelly and place it near an area of ant activity. Ants will feed and carry the toxic mixture to their queen. This is essentially what I tried with my Hotel California pesticide, but maybe this will work. Okay, it does take time, so maybe I need to do that too. If you have pets or wild animals around, this is not a good mix for them either. One option is a sticky trap, especially around your peonies. Buy a commercial sticky product such as Tanglefoot or make your own sticky traps from adhesive paper strips wrapped around the base of plants. And one other thing, ants are industrious. They also like to eat what aphids leave behind, the honeydew. Some ants will form a symbiotic relationship with aphids, protecting them from predators for their honeydew. I did a garden bite about this years ago as I discovered this situation on a nine-bark shrub I had. I have all this and more on my website, gardenbite.com. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Hool's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.